Run to Zion Omer Aleph, the beginning of the next parak. Okay. Misha Omar Hareni Nazir. Person made a neder to be a Nazir Stam. So Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So he has to be Megaleach on the 31st day, because the Stam Naziris is 30 days. And according to the Man D'Yomer, who holds Stam Naziris is 29 days. We had this in the first parak. We're Choshesh, that we're Gozer, that maybe he'll say Shleimim, and then it'll be 30 days, so he also takes a haircut on the 31st day dafka. Dim gileach liyom shloshim yotze. And if he was megaleach on the 30th day, then he's yotze. Either because mixes hayom kekulo, or because lemaisa, really the disease is over after 29 days. Hareni nozer shloshim yom. If he said beferish, I'm going to be a nozer shloshim yom, then we don't say mixes hayom kekulo. They have to be shleimim. So im gileach liyom shloshim lo yotze, then he's not yotze if he's megaleach on the 30th day. He has to wait till the 31st day, according to everybody. Misha nozer shtei neziros, megaleach es rishon liyom shloshim v'echad, yisashniya yom shishim v'echad. If he made two consecutive neziros, so the first one he's megaleach on the 31st day, and the second one on the 61st day, right? Full 30 days each one. And the giluach is the day after the 30. The im giluach is already shown the yom shloshim, but if he was megaleach the first one on the 30th day, which would be the evidence yotze, megaleach is hashni the yom shishim, then he could take the second haircut on the 60th day. The im giluach yom shishim chaser echad yotze, and if even there, if he took on the 59th day, be the evidence yotze, because that is the 30th day from the beginning of the second Naziris. The zu edus heid repapayas al misha nozer shtei naziris. Repapayas was made on the person who was nozer shtei naziros. Shim giliach as rishon liyom shloshim. Megaleach sashniya liyom shishim. Nim giliach liyom shishim chasarachas yotza. Shiyom shol shloshim ola lo min aminyan. Because miksa yom kikula. Okay, so you rashi to hear. Misha omer hareini nozer megaleach yom shloshim v'echad. The rab mas nekadisle. Dan Naziris Stam Koi, the Ein Naziris Pachim Kamed Yom, Rav Masna holds that Stam Naziris is 30 days, so you can, the Chatchila, you keep a full 30 days and a Megaleach on the 31st. Well, the Barpada, Kedi Islay, the Moki Law, the Nasik HaOmer Shleimim, right, that it's what's it called, we're afraid that he'll say Shleimim, and then even according to Rav Masna, Barpada will have to keep 30 days, full days, so therefore, on every case where he said Stam Naziris, right, we make him wait till the 31st day. The kula masnisin hachim hacha mefurish perakam al rav masna kedisli al bar poda kedisli. This whole mishnah we learned already before how each one explains it. See the rosh, because since the rashi here is the rivon is very short. Misha omer hareini nozer megaleach liyom lamed aleph rav masna de omer stam naziris lamed yom. Hilkach Megaleach Yom Lamed Aleph. You have to have a full term of 30 days, and the 31st day, you're Megaleach. You bring your karbonos, and you take a haircut. Ulevar Poda, Stam Naziris Chavtes Yom. Poda holds, Stam Naziris is 29 days. Vahayelo Legaleach Yom Yom. He should have taken a haircut and brought his karbonos on the 30th day. Elekin Meforish Leel, Nasik Homer Shleim. That we're afraid that he would say Shleimim, so they made Xera that in every case when a person is a Stam Nazir, he has to wait till the 31st day to bring his Karbonis. But according to both of them, B'di'evid, on the 30th day, you're also Yotze. Why? That's Minat Torah. That's what you're supposed to do. So you went, you didn't keep the Xera, but the Maisa you did what was Minat Torah. Because he holds mixes hayom kekulo, so therefore the 30th day already after a portion of it went away, so the next portion of it is like the 31st day. Hareini nozer lamed yom im gileach yom lamed lo yotza. Af bar pada moda baha. Even bar pada holds that if you said 30 days, you meant shleimin. Kiven de omer lamed yom de boy lamed yom shleimin. Misha omer hareini nozer. Oh, we didn't get yet. Okay, next piece of the Mishnah. Okay. Misha omer hareini nozer nitma yom shloshim soser esakol. Person said I'm a nozer stam, so he has to be a nozer 30 days. So if he became a nozer, if he became tummy on the 30th day, it's soser everything. So according to Bar Masna, because that's Minatora like that. It's before you brought your korbanos, it's considered betoch malos, and therefore it's sosar everything. And according to Bar Pada, that really Minatora, you're only 29 days, and this is achar malos, but it's exera the rabbanan for fear that we be that you would say 30. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer ain't a soser l'shiva. No, on the day of Melos, before the Karbanos, it's not soser 30 days, only 7, meaning that now you have to wait 7 more days because of Tahara, Paraduma, to be able to bring your Karban. So that's really soser anything. It means it extends another 7 days, that's it. But you don't have to recount your Naziris. Hareini nozer shloshim yom, but if you said Beferish shloshim yom, nitme yom shloshim, soser akor, everybody holds then, that the Yom Shloshim is Toch Malos, and what's it called, and since you didn't bring your Korbanos, and it's Soser everything. Hareini Nozer Meya Yom. Nit Me Yom Meya, if a person's on Yom Nozer 100 days, and on the 100th day before he brought his Korbanos, he was Tame, Soser Es Hakol. So Tanakama holds that the entire Naziris is gone, and he has to be Matayer himself, bring a Korban Nozer Tame, and then start 100 days again. Rabbi Lezer Omer Eino Soser L'Shloshim, a special pasuk that on the Yom Melos, if you became Tameh, it's not Soser the entire 100 days, but it's Soser 30 days. You have to have another 30 day period of Naziris. Nitma Yom Me'ah V'Echad, right? But if you were Tameh on the 101st day, then Soser Shloshim, then Eino Chanami, it's what's it called, before you brought your Korbanos. Then it's Soser only Shloshim, according to the Tanakama, and Rabbi Lezer Omer in a Soser Shiva. There, it does not Soser anything. You just have to wait 7 days to and have Hazor from Paraduma to bring your Korbanos. Rashi, Rabbi Lezer Omer Eino Soser Shiva, Kadeshi Yavi Korbana Betara. In order to be able to bring your Korbanos Betara, you have to wait 7 days and go through the process of Paraduma. Okay, Farshina Beperakama, the Bar Poda Kidislei, the Kesavar, Rebbe Lezer, Achar Melos, Hu She'en Naziris, Elechav Tes. So it seems Rebbe Lezer, what's it called? According to Bar Pada, Rebbe Lezer holds that since it's Achar Melos, since really 29 days is the Naziris, the 30th day is already after the Melos, right? Lekach Eino Tzorech Lispor L'Zayin. Therefore, you only have to wait 7 days. It doesn't take away the Naziris that you did. K'damri Nomi, Kimlu L'Rabbonin, De'en Tiglachas, K'dei Lachu Frosho L'Ikro B'Pachim Zayin Yom. And you need what's it called? At least 7 days of hair growth to be able to take a haircut. Rav Masna Kedisle, the time of Rav Elezer, we should mix Hayom Kekulo. According to Rav Masna, because mixes Hayom Kekulo, so even though Naziris is 30 days, a portion of the 30 days already counts, and this is already after Malos. Okay, see the Rosh here. Nitma Hareini Nozer. Misha Amar Hareini Nozer V'Nitma Yom Lamed Soser Sakol L'Rav Masna Soser Minatora, because what's it called? Because it's the 30th day and it's before Melos, and what's it called? Before you brought your Korbanos, right? Because, and you said what's it called? Okay, well, maybe Korban Tuma, and you have to bring a Korban Tuma. L'Var Pada Soser Midrabanan. According to Bar Pada, really, it's after Melos. And it's only Sosa Midrabanan for fear that you'll say Shloshim Yom. Right? Hecha the Omer Lamed, they don't maybe Korban Tuma. You don't bring a Korban Tuma, it's just the Rabbanan that you have to do the Naziris again for fear that in a case where you said Shloshim Yom, that you'll think it's the same case as where you said Nozer Stam. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eino Sosa L'Zayin, the Lo Gozer, either according to Bar Pada, he didn't have this Gzera. And Rabbi Lezer holds Mikzah Yom Kekulo, therefore it's after Melos. Because since you had a Mikzah Sayom of the 30th day, this now is now, even though it's before your Korbanos, it's considered like the 31st day before the Korbanos. Ela Acher Shehevi Korbanosov. And Rabbanan, Leslu Mikzah Sayom Kekulo, Ela Acher Shehevi Korbanosov. And the Rabbanan hold, if as long as you didn't bring your Korbanos, we don't say Mikzah Sayom Kekulo. Hareini Nozer Lamed Yom, V'Nitma Yom Lamed, Soser Akol. Tekima Domer Lamed Yom, right, boy shloshim, you need 30 full days. We have a low amrina mixayum kakulo. Where he specified 30 days, there, you don't say mixayum kakulo. Rabbi Lezer Omer Eino Soser El Lamed Kedadorish La'el Nitma Biyom Alos Tein Lo Torah Nazir. Learn from a pasuk that if you became Tomei on the day of the finishing of the Naziris, it's only Soser 30 days. Give him another Naziris. So it's not Soser the whole 100, but you have to have another period of Naziris, minimum of 30 days. Nitma Yom Kuf the Echad Soser Lamed. If he became Tomei on the 101st day, according to the Tanna Kamma, then yeah, it's also 30 days. Mid Rabbanan, Gazru, she yistur yom tiglachas atu yom kuf. They made a gzera because we're afraid that if you become Tomei on the 101st day and you're not sosur anything, if you became Tomei on the 100th day, you'd also think it's not. So it's a gzera. The lo Gazru, she yistur alakistam nosur. But they weren't gozer that should take away the whole Naziris, just 30 days. Behu adin, Stam Nazir, Shenitma Biyom Lavid. Same halacha is Stam Nazir, who was Nitma on the 31st day, right? Have a Nitma Yom Kuf Bey, Sheino Sosa. Just like he'll be Tomei on the 102nd day, and that's not Sosa or anything. Okay. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Eino Sosa Lazayin. Rebbe Lezer Tomei, Dafilu Biyom Lavid, Lo Gazrinan. Rebbe Lezer holds it even on the 30th day, we don't make Xera. And it's only Sosa 7. Kol Shekein on the 31st day or the 102nd day or whatever. Okay. On the 101st day. Okay. So tomorrow we'll start from here.